Good evening, friends, and welcome once again to another edition of Answer the Call. My name is Brother James, and I am sitting in once again this evening for Pastor McMiller. I'm honored to be here tonight with all of you who have set this as a time apart to listen to and study God's love letter to mankind, the Holy Bible. If you have your Bibles handy, and I pray you do, join with me tonight once again in the book of James, where we will be continuing our ongoing study, picking up where we last left off in James chapter 2, where we will be examining the first 13 verses in tonight's study I have entitled, The Inside or the Outside. Beginning in James chapter 2, verse 1, as it is written, My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect to persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring, in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man, in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith, and heirs of the kingdom which he hath promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you, and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which ye are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offended one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, Do not commit adultery, said also, Do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do, as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Amen. Now if we could, quickly let us look back one chapter at James chapter 1, verses 9 through 11, where we will see that these 13 verses are in fact expanding and expounding upon a subject the apostle first brought to light in the very opening of this, the earliest recorded missive to those early dispersed believers, where we read, Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. For as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Amen. Friends, the message the apostle here delivers to those who would call themselves followers of our Lord is unfortunately by no means stale or stagnant, despite being nearly 2,000 years since it was first committed in ink. It is just as relevant today as it was oh so long ago. This selection drives home a point I think that Christians of all eras often need to be reminded of. We see that rich or poor, God is not a respecter of persons, and as such neither should we be. As we see the Apostle Peter express over in Acts chapter 10, beginning in verse 34, as it is written, Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. We see in these verses God only has any respect or acceptance to those who seek after him and have sealed themselves through faith and their belief upon the promises of our Lord and God, confessing Christ as their Savior. And if one truly wished to be counted among his disciples, to go forth and do those things which he has decreed good. And indeed, I confess, friends, I struggle to understand how some allow their faith to end at the cross. But as my preacher often says, we can have just as much Jesus in our lives as we desire. My hope for all of us tonight, and indeed for all the days of our lives, beloved, is that we might all desire a little less of us and a little bit more of him each and every day. Amen. Now we understand that God is only under those promises that he himself has obligated and obliged himself unto man. That which he has said,
he will fulfill. Now I'm reminded of Lamentations chapter 3, verses 1 through 26, where we read, "This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord." Beloved, understand, God did obligate himself unto men when he allowed himself to be born unto woman in the personage of the Lord Christ Jesus, and indeed offered up his flesh and spilled his blood to pay the sin debt that Adam incurred in following of Eve's disobedience. Friends, how then can we who would claim a stake in our Lord's sacrifice and by extension mercy and forgiveness show any measure of favor based upon the wealth or indeed the outside appearance of the vessel, rather than by judging each man and woman we encounter by their heart and their spirit, by their faith and their humility, by their hurt and by their brokenness? After all, regardless of our dress or position in times present, in times past did we not once stand as one filthy and diseased in the very presence of a holy and perfect God, walking in disobedience and in ignorance of the value of his saving grace? And yet he loved us. Yet he welcomed us. Yet through Christ's precious shed blood, he cleansed and forgave us. But without that covering, know we that all would stand condemned and filthy. Yet be not deceived nor misled, beloved. In spilling out his perfect sacrifice, once for all he opened the way not only to the children of the Mosaic covenant. Rather, indeed, the path was open to any and all who would, justified unto God through nothing more or less than sure faith and trust in Christ Jesus as our Lord, Savior, Redeemer, and Intercessor. And if by our sliding or exalting some person based upon some superficial measure, if we should think less of or show favoritism unto any, in so doing we show disrespect unto God, and indeed unto the cross and his only begotten Son, shed blood sacrifice itself. You know, friends, at the church I was baptized in, there once came a young man who showed up in the parking lot early one summer morning in July, dressed all in black, a large man, visually intimidating. Now, a good friend of mine who happened to hold the position of head deacon was, as usual, the first to arrive at church that particular Sunday, and my brother, who has since passed on to glory, was at that time rather advanced in years, and in order to stand and walk required crutches and braces so that he could support his body with assistance from his arms. He pulled up next to that man, exited his car, and welcomed that man as though he was indeed a long-lost family member. He embraced him and began discipling that man from that very day. And to fulfill the cliché tonight, friends, I will confess that I was that man. And though I was rather rough and no doubt intimidating in appearance and speech and freshly released from literal as well as spiritual imprisonment, the love of Christ I felt that morning emanating in and through that man of God touched me. Now, you could count this a small thing, and in the overall and grand design of God's perfect plan, I would be hard-pressed and perhaps even unable to offer dispute. But to me, it was and still remains everything. And it is my hope that each new convert could share that testimony. Now, I know I had already received forgiveness by crying out to God and believing upon the promise inherent in his Son's holy name. But friends, in that moment I understood not only could I be forgiven by God, I could be loved. And indeed be born again, a new creature and renewed creation, striving to reflect as accurately as I am able, though in truth more times than not falling short, the image of my new master, and in some small way reflect the love that he granted to all Adam's fallen race. As Paul writes over in Philippians, chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend for that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So friends, tonight while the scriptures from James chapter 2, verses 1 through 13, focus primarily on favoring those of means over those with less, I could not help but diverge a bit into the power of God's love and its transformative effect upon men, and the errors of partiality. Now I can't help to think, as I look out upon the youth and children of this day, that our enemy is working overtime to scar, to damage, to mutilate, and damage our nation's young people, and that now, perhaps more than ever, we need Christians to help reflect the love and mercy they themselves have received. Those who find their way into church need to be shown that love, and friends, even those who may have never yet stepped into a church need that same love even more desperately, lest they never enter in and indeed are lost. As it is written in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. Well, what about it, friends? Tonight, are you willing to step forward by faith? Are you willing to try to reflect a greater measure of our God's love and mercy in your life? Are you willing to show love and kindness to those who are without? Are you willing to look past the outside to see the inside? Friends, are you willing to answer the call?